Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and
welcome.
We have...
to scanning the frequency.
What happens and why is it not playing?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hi guys, how are you this
Hello.
Week?
Hello.
Hi.
There's something on the wing. Something.
Oh, no. No, no, not on the wing of the plane.
Oh,
oh no.
the plane.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
The plane. No, I want to exercise me, not the plane.
Tell me, knockers. Oh. Ah.
No, Hervé Villachez.
Oh,
the plane, boss, the plane.
So, yeah. So how's everybody? Are you who's freezing tonight? Are you cold, too, down there in Tennessee with this
no,
cold
shit? No, it warmed up okay, but this morning was a different story. It was like 40 degrees.
Oh,
they got
gonna
a
freeze.
They got a freeze warning for here, and it's going to be 31 degrees.
Frost
I'm like,
here.
What the flying fuck? Yeah.
Yep, it's going to be about 30 tonight here too.
Yeah, we got a frost advisory. That's about it.
Okay, so we're all in different spots. You're in Maine, you're in Tennessee, and I'm in Pennsylvania, and that's crazy. You know, like when I'm thinking, like it's just absolutely nuts. You've been paying attention to the, we've had, what was it, 100 and over 120 something earthquakes since.
Yeah, 120 quakes in Jersey since the big one came through there.
And PA, we had one right in Reading. We
right.
Had,
that's one of my favorite places. I used to go to Reading and deliver and pick up all
that.
The time.
I felt that.
I used to try to buy the railroad all the time.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah. Hey, don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Remember the Monopoly guy?
Reading and Pennsylvania Railroad. Those are mine. That's what I always bought.
Ace Ventura's grabbing him.
I was just going to say that. I saw him with you. All right, when nature calls. And when you get the Monopoly man.
It's the Monopoly guy.
Oh, my God. He puts the eye in and then walks him
around. Yeah,
I
know. Whatever
it's great. I swear to God that Jim Carrey is my favorite. I'm serious.
Jim Carrey's my spirit animal.
Oh my God. He's my favorite no matter what movie he's ever done, but especially Pet Detective and When Nature Calls.
Those
two.
What about his Fire Marshal Bill?
Yeah, that was good. In Living Color, shout out to the Wayans brothers in the early 90s. Yeah, that was great stuff, man. Fire Marshal Bill was insane.
I know.
He was just...
Hey, remember Homie Don't Play That and hit it
homie
with...
Homie D. Clown. Yeah,
Homie D. Clown. Damon Wayans, he'd walk up, smack him upside the head, say, Homie Don't Play That.
Homie Don't Play That. I remember.
Yeah, those were good old days, man. Quite literally. It's hard to believe that's been over 30 years ago, man.
Oh, I don't... Look at the old Saturday Night Live.
That fucking sucks. Oh, my God.
Radner.
Yeah, that was like
45
years ago.
Like,
what the fuck? Thomas Lennon.
I got the sweat ball on the end of my nose, and it makes me sick.
Yeah, This Tom bullshit needs to go on somewhere, man.
Yeah, I know. No shit.
Nonsense. I cut them. Oh, guess what? I'm doing something new now.
What?
I gotta share it with y'all, with the family here, cause y'all's my family.
I know.
You really are, you guys. I'm telling you what. Y'all make my every Monday. My Mondays are so much more wholesome I get to talk to you guys. When we don't get to do a show, it breaks my heart. But we still talk, don't we?
I know. Yes, we damn well do. Mm-hmm.
I got a new thing I'm doing. The other day on Facebook, I saw this ad for the shaver. That you can buy, and it's shaped to the contours of your head, right?
Right.
It's called a Bluebird shaver or something like that. But I went on Amazon, found it on Amazon for a lot cheaper than what they were trying to get me on Facebook. And I bought one, and I'm going to keep my head shaved from now on.
Wait.
Are you?
Is that?
It works.
Are those the video clips that I was seeing about a girl shaving the side of her head where she's got a tattoo?
I don't think
it's like a palm shaver.
About.
No, this isn't. Mm-hmm. This one's like, actually, it is a palm shaver. You hold it in your hand and you roll it over your head.
So, it's electric then, right?
I guess.
That's
I haven't got
one.
It yet. I don't know. I haven't got it yet. But I know it's $50. It better work.
No, shit. No, it does. Yeah, that's supposed to be good.
But, I'm going to start shaving my head because I noticed that my hair ain't as pretty as it was back in the 80s and 90s. Speaking of time,
that's all
right. And now I'm just going to be an old egghead, man, old bald head.
Well, as long as you leave the goatee going and you shave your head, you can put the glasses on and be a Dave Schrader.
Dave. Oh, shout out to Dave. I'll tell you something about Dave. Dave actually reached out to me personally before and told me he'll send me messages and tell me happy birthday, and he's just an outgoing guy, you know? And the thing I'll tell anybody about Dave, you know how you see a lot of people and they play off to be somebody and you don't really know who they are? I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that Dave Schrader is everything you think he is. Genuine.
He's very
kind, down to earth. He's very
I can only see, yeah, I can.
He's an amazing guy.
I spent a lot of time with him over the years.
I know you did. You've met him in person. I never have, but I've talked to him
so much
on the phone.
He's true to who he is. He doesn't change. He is who he is, and he's a lot of fun, and he's just a good person all around.
I was going to say. He's just watching him on TV. He seems like a genuine individual, and, you
he
know,
is.
Lisa knows him personally from hanging out at some of the Paracons and stuff.
Yep.
Right.
And he's a lot of fun.
Paranormal 60 on YouTube. Check it out. It's actually very much worth your time. Him and Dalen Spratt are doing something too. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh shit!
But it looks like it's going to be
Graveyard Shift or something.
It's not that. It's something else. But it's shitting the paranormal or something. Shitting the paranormal.
I don't. I know Dalen. Dalen's got his own YouTube thing. It's either Graveyard Shift.
Yeah, I watch him too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Shift. He calls his crew the Shifters. Those who have followed him on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe it said paranormal shifting, but I thought it said shitting. I don't know.
Paranormal
take a turn and drown your sorrow.
Yeah, but
paranormal pooping. Yes. Do ghosts fart?
I don't know. I've been to places. That's a good topic. Hang on. Go ahead, Lisa.
I get so wrapped up in music most of the time. I don't even watch TV, so I get wrapped up in music all the time, and so I live in another planet most of the day.
I got
MMR on all day. You know, you know what I mean? And then
You're going through a bunch of shit, and I know that's got to be helping out some.
If it wasn't for
Mr.
Benjamin Ear Glue, if it wasn't for Bunny and Cedar and MMR and all them, I wouldn't be making it through this right now. You know, not at all.
We'll not go through details, but we will say, I will say this to you. Is that the only reason you can't do GoFundMe? If we can talk privately about it later, maybe I can set up something.
Oh, no, it's okay. My wonderful cousin Jack is helping.
Okay, we won't go into details. Just say it. Y'all send positive healing energy and prayers, love and prayers to Lisa, our co-host here, queen of the show there. I love you, Lisa.
I love you, too. If all goes well, I'll have two roommates in by the weekend.
There you go, sweetheart.
There you go,
that's awesome,
breathe.
Man.
I can breathe. Yeah. All right.
David just brought up, this was an unscripted show, so I'm going to throw something out there to you guys, like we often do. A lot of people don't know, we don't plan this. We just get on here and talk and we share shit. But David brought up something interesting, and I'm going to take it another notch up. David, you were kidding about ghost farts and everything, but
do ghosts fart? Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't know, but what I do know, and more private than any of the areas I've been, maybe a few times, but the smells of ghosts, the scents that are associated with spirits, you often get perfumes. Sometimes you do get the smell of rotting, rotting kind of smell. I think that could be more to do with their septic system. I don't know. But these cigar smoke. Cigarette smoke.
Pipe.
Smoke out of nowhere. Yeah.
You brought up smells and ghosts. Tell me what y'all think about the correlate. Or y'all believe there is a correlation between spiritual energy and manifestation of smells and odors.
I don't know. My guys, like William and Walter, I don't smell them. Like, they don't, you get it? Like, they're like
right.
You know what I mean? So
it smells like a musty old suitcase from the 1600s,
if,
yeah.
Well,
now, if somebody came in, it's like all of a sudden I smell cigarettes around me, and then it just goes away in an instant.
Right.
Then I would be like, who could that possibly be? You know what I mean?
Right.
I would know.
And let me interject there on
and
what you just said. A lot of times, and that you made a good point there, because if it comes and goes really fast and it's right, it's kind of up.
Yes.
This has happened to me like 4 or 5 times.
Yep.
If it does that and then it's gone and the air is normal, that's possibly spiritual. But if you smell it throughout, generally that could be associated with the weather.
And the walls.
Like rain
the walls,
or...
Cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
When it gets on the walls.
Humidity, thermometric, comes out,
but what it does is the nicotine sticks in the wall, and then when the humidity comes out, it drips, it leaks. Like a lot of these paranormal people that go in and go, look, the wall's bleeding, and I see the brown stuff, I'm like,
that's
fucking
that's
nicotine.
That's
okay, so,
years
nicotine,
years.
Man.
Okay, but after 20 years in a building that has been abandoned, unused, unlived in,
don't matter.
After 20 years, I would imagine that heat and humidity over 20 years' time would bleed out any nicotine.
That's, that's a good point. It depends on when I hang on.
Wait,
Lisa,
I lived in a house.
Think about an area in the dry, like a dry area. Hang on, I'll let you, but I'm going to say
lived,
a dry
lived,
area, like a, out
lived,
west, maybe.
I lived
not
in
so
a
much
house.
Humidity.
That was from, like, in Freehold, I think it was 210 years old, way back in 77. I would go up, and I could still smell in the walls from, like, I don't know, years and years and years, even though it still stood there all them years.
Wow.
Right. But
you know what I mean?
It was still being, but that's different, because that house you were living in had been lived in since the day it was built. What I'm talking about is, okay,
you go to
an abandoned building that has been absolutely abandoned for 20 years. Windows have been broken out. Okay, so it's open and exposed to all the elements. An abandoned building like that, I would assume, would bleed out any nicotine or cigarette smoke.
Well, we went to
mold
Yuma,
and things
smelled,
like that
I
would
sm-
take over
yeah,
there.
No,
I,
yeah,
no, yeah, I smelled when I went to Geomoth, and that's abandoned. That's been abandoned for years and years and years, And when I went over to that place, it definitely, I didn't go around certain things because I knew there was mold, and I could still smell stale shit, like smoke, cigarettes, but mostly overtook by the smell of fucking mildew and mold.
And that's what I was just saying, you get that 20 years
Here's one of
mold,
the fucked up things, though. I was on an investigation with the people up here quite a few years ago.
Maine Access.
No, actually, it was his brother.
It was his brother.
Yeah, because we talked to Travis with Locating the Lost, and I was on a team with his brother. I was on a team with his brother Toby, and we were doing a private residence, and they had said something about, you know, they could smell smoke in a room, and, you know, the back wall kept looking like it had been burned. They had me on video walking to the wall and sniffing it.
Hey, didn't you have that video with that rabbit? You remember the one, that nug? You
the nug. Yeah.
I can see you doing that, looking like that rabbit.
Yep, I was back there sniffing the wall. And they turn around and they looked at me as I'm doing it. I didn't realize it. They had me on video, and I'm like, well, I'm just, you know, checking so, you know, I get a base reading.
Oh, my God. I don't know. You
but,
know,
yeah, as far
what
as...
Yeah, go ahead.
What about cold spots?
That's a good one, too. Lisa, I got a question about the smells. Go to Selma. Didn't you say there was a particular smell in one of the rooms there?
Oh,
like
my God.
Like perfume, is it Miss Bornant or something?
I forget. Was it there? I think.
It was at the fort.
At the fort,
At
the fort,
and
that
officer's barracks.
Where Miss Elizabeth was.
I forgot to play. The one day when I was running the Frank's boss, I forgot to pull it up. Next week I'll pull it up. I got the screaming lady.
I forgot your audio.
I got the screaming lady. It's the screaming lady from the fort. She's in the middle of the fucking audio. She's like,
I'm looking
it's a fucking telltale scream. I'm like, yeah, and then
is there
talking about being there at the fort, so I guess she's just screaming along with everything else.
Right. I think part of the problem that we're going to, I mean, we'll always face within the field is trying to determine if the stuff we smell at a location, if it's brought in by an intelligent spirit, or if it's residual already stuck into the walls, and you know, every now and then when the conditions are right, you smell it again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can go tobacco. You know, that definitely seeped into the wood walls and wood framework. And I think perfume could do.
I definitely would not want to smell the fort with them when they had dysentery in there.
Oh, God, no.
And, oh, I bet you that was that. And the thing going to say, I asked y'all what you thought. I'll tell you what I've been through as far as smells. The only times I've ever really led credence to it being paranormal is like Lisa actually brought it up. It's when it's a fleeting moment and it happens
fleeting.
And it goes
seconds.
Really
yeah.
quick.
Real fast.
Right.
And it actually you feel the like cold spot. You sprout cold
yep.
spot. That's what I say. Yeah. You feel the cold spot and then you smell these aromas, you know. Not
yep. And then,
an odor,
then it, and then it just
but
goes.
It just boom.
Yep.
Yep.
Right.
I've had that too.
With the energy. That's
yep.
what I was.
Yep.
And you
yeah,
like
you feel a little creepy, and then you get a little bit cold, and then you smell
yeah.
something real quick, and then suddenly it's
roses.
All just gone. It's gone again, quick as shit.
True
and
story.
Like, well,
mm-hmm.
that series of events
happened
was fucking
to me.
Weird.
Went to a location, didn't know anything about it, was brought in, and then, because the people that I was working with at the time, they had said, hey, ma'am, y'all want to go check this place out? My aunt, this and that, a private. And they said that, they just told me that it was and said, we're going to try to figure out what it is. They asked me to come up there, and I guess they were seeing if I knew it, you know, what I was doing or whatever.
Right.
And this
right.
one turned out okay. The other guys punked me years ago in North Carolina, but these guys were genuine. Went in there, walked around, did my thing. Before a lot of the gadgets came out, I think I had a K2 and that's it, and maybe a cassette recorder. A very old, one that I was still carrying around, because for some reason a long time I thought the cassettes were giving me better ones, but it turns out digital really started
right.
getting really good. This is about 12 or 13 years ago. But that when I went into this location, the place seemed fine until I got to the kitchen. And then I got this smell of roses, and then this really
cold
spot.
Oh, that's it. Mrs. Fornance's room was roses, and Mrs. Fornance's room was Selma. That's
yeah,
it.
I remember you telling me, and
roses.
I said, yeah, that happened to me.
This is the story
when I told you that it happened
mm-hmm.
to me. This is that story. Not giving
God.
Names or locations. The
no,
smell of
roses
happened.
Mm-hmm.
It came and went, and then I turned around and looked at the old woman that was asking all this, and I said,
mm-hmm.
ma'am, did something happen in here? And she said, she just looked at me really crazy. She said, she died of my sister died of a heart attack right here.
Oh, wow.
Right
oh,
here
wow.
in the kitchen.
Okay.
I'm like,
see,
yeah. And then I said, I smell roses. And the woman started crying.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, here's like, another question on that, too. And it could be, it can go either way, I think, as far as the things you can possibly smell on an investigation.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to say, okay, if you smell like, you know, sulfur or rotten eggs or decayed flesh, it's all demonic.
If
blah, blah, blah.
I smell decayed flesh,
okay.
I'm going to find that dead animal because my nose
yeah,
is trying to
yeah.
do so.
Okay,
no, yeah.
but
yeah.
hear me out. Hear me out.
That's
yep.
That's good.
Let's say there's a female serial killer and she doses herself with rose-scented perfume all the time.
Yeah.
Most people are going to associate the rose scents or, you know, rose perfume or lavender with a good spirit. But if the person is evil, they're evil no matter what the smell is that they bring with them.
Well, then that would it doesn't matter. I mean, like, they
yeah.
probably would smell rotten, too, though, because evil little pieces of shit. What the fuck? They would smell, you could, it'd probably smell like dead meat or, like, dead rotting
yeah.
fish or some shit. You know what I mean?
Lavender.
Like, lavender that was in the fish tank or something. You know
lavender
what I mean?
Tuna.
Right.
But,
something.
See, and you know that's just something that's always been on my mind as well. With you know, okay, you get this random cigar smell. Doesn't mean that the guy's you know that it's a man. Could be a woman
yeah.
who smokes cigars. could be good,
David,
could be bad.
It's often right. in discovery, like when you're doing, you know, you're doing your, going over your stuff, your evidence or whatever you think
right.
you have, and then you're looking at different things around the time that it happened. You see spikes. You know, that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
thing
you
I
have to,
about the aroma.
You have to, yeah, you have to correlate that. You have to correlate the aroma smell that you get with everything else that you feel in sequence with anything you get on a scientific piece of equipment.
You know what would
be
so really good
EVP
for that, David?
And EMS and everything else has to correlate in order to make a good determination.
We have a device in our toolkit, and it's called an ED meter, an EDI meter, or EDI meter. There's different names for it.
Yep.
But it actually, I have one of those, and they map everything, and then you got like a little micro disk in it, and you map everything that happens at that time, and then you download it off of the disk onto your computer and read it as a CSV file.
Right.
And it shows graphs and charts of the activity. It shows the barometric pressure, the vibration.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's everything in one nice little package. And
right.
At Dickerson Sneed, I got some really interesting stuff from there.
Yeah, that's that is a cool piece of gear to take with, and you know.
Yeah.
And then again, you get people who are interested in the theory of the smells that people get on investigations, and then they come up with a piece of equipment, and they walk behind somebody in a cave or a mine just to see if they can get their fart smell on the fucking equipment.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that this
right.
is not new? Barry Taft told us whenever we had him on the show, the great Barry Taft, the amazing guy, friend of mine, honored to know this guy for so long.
Yep.
He told us about something called a Hewlett-Packard sniffer, and they'd use that at Doris Byfield. It was a machine. It was a stick, and it was a Hewlett-Packard.
Oh, my God.
Hewlett-Packard. Made this thing, and they use it in the Doris Byfield case, trying to smell the rotten. There was a rotten
right.
decomposing smell in that
right.
case.
Ew, yeah,
Calif-
no, that's bad.
Yeah, Culver
I remember
City. Culver
shit.
City, California, in the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I remember the episode. I don't remember exactly where this team was at.
Oh God.
But the guy, I think it was. I don't remember which one of the three it was, but they were walking behind ZB after he had a night of tacos and refried beans.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
And, yeah, he
Ew.
Cut one, and they picked it up. You know, they were picking up soap
well,
and everything else.
Look, I've heard people burp. I've heard people fart on my audio fucking programs over
oh,
the
God,
years.
Yeah. We've
and
heard
we
we've heard your audio recordings of people belching on it.
Yeah,
that's how you IBS. Hey, and you know you've got a really good system
wait,
when you can
do you
catch
wanna
them
hear,
with IBS.
You want to hear my favorite piece of equipment? One of my favorite. Listen, this is what one of my. Hear this? It's
oh,
a
yes,
music
got,
box.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a music
I've got
box.
One. Yeah, we got
so
one.
That,
same thing.
It's a jester, and I'd like to put that like down. That would work with the EMF detector. You
right.
know what I mean?
Your
like
twinkle,
yeah.
twinkle little star like mine?
I don't know. No, this is like, I've got this, one of them creepy yard sales. it's like, what, this song, listen. Dun-dun. Bring in the clowns. Bring in the clowns. Bring in the clowns or whatever that's
bring in.
Song.
Bring in the clowns, yeah.
yeah.
I want to
hey,
see somebody.
Georgie.
But
Georgie?
God, it was so dusty. Yeah, pretty much. That's it. It's so
hey,
dusty.
Georgie.
I can't believe how dusty it is.
Do it,
here.
David.
Like,
can you do Joey?
No.
Can you do Pennywise? Hey,
no, I can't.
I love
hey,
using
Georgie?
These things. All these
I
things I like
you,
using.
I want to get a paranormal music box, mm-hmm. but I want it to play the Harry Potter theme music.
This
that'd
motherfucking
cool.
I
oh,
wound that up. I wound this up, and I know tonight it's gonna go ding 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 after my watch.
Yeah, that's gonna keep you up all night now.
No,
I want the Michigan Frog music box. It's green.
Hello,
and
Mahoney.
Goes,
hello, my baby.
Mahoney.
Hello, my
hello,
ragtime
gal.
Gal.
And then it goes, there's one.
When I look around in my little room here, I look around. I've got a fucking hand hanging from my fucking thing. I've got all my fucking Halloween stuff. I've got the fake hand hanging out of my.
I've got my glow in the dark bat skeleton hanging in the middle of the living room.
Half of it over here. I got Kurt Cobain on the one wall and the other wall, and then I got the
Go Gadget Nick.
I got all of the journals. 1, 2, 3, 4, and the Come As You Are book and that.
My brain was just doing something stupid. I was confusing Inspector Gadget with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I'm thinking,
go, Gadget.
I'm like, go, Gadget Fingers, Mighty Morphin Gadget Fingers.
Thunder Fingers.
Shit.
Thunder Fingers, ho.
Thunder. Thunder Fingers, go! That.
Can do it.
Okay.
What is? I'm stuck.
Thunder Fingers sounds more like a male porn star.
Oh yeah, Thunder. Okay.
Sorry.
That's alrighty then.
Anyway.
I was just looking. Now I really got to clean because that was dusty. Oh, my God. I can't.
Oh,
I gotta take,
now you found that.
I got to take 50 creepy dolls off of shelf and dust them.
Hey, that would be a cool name for a band, 50 Creepy Dolls.
It would be. 50 Creepy Fucking
that
Dolls.
That way, if they had, you know, like they did, like if their band members over the years died of overdoses or whatever, they would just say, this is band number 37 out of 50.
Yep. Right? It's number 37.
Sorry, that was the one previously known as 32. He's back with the van now.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And if you act now, we'll give you 51. We got a brand new gig, yes. Okay.
I'm wondering, like, I know today in here, well, yesterday, I know that William was here because he's walking in front of the radio making it go static.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like literally walks past. He goes, right. And then I'm like, is that you? And if it is, walk past. Not today though. Today it was no Will.
Yeah.
So yeah, and he'll do it. That means put on the box, I gather. So I usually do. I didn't listen back to it yet. But then today, I swear to God, like somebody ran right into me from behind.
I was gonna say, did you run the box after that? At all?
No,
I don't like the bumps. I'm not a big fan.
No,
of the bumps.
it was like energy just boom boom. And I'm like, well, I didn't know where it came from.
Well, that's what
know.
I'm talking. I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking where, like, well, remember I was telling y'all about Keith and
no,
the
it
end.
Literally moved me forward. It moved me
forward. No, hell fucking to the no.
No, but not aggressive.
Uh-uh.
Just like,
yeah,
like,
I don't give a
hello,
fuck.
Hello,
don't,
boom.
Don't,
I just, I have no idea what the hell happened.
Touch me and I'll sue.
Oh, no. No, you know what happened yesterday? I was kind of having a little sad moment last night, so.
Yeah.
I was sitting here and stuff like that, and I didn't tell anybody this. And I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden I felt a hand, gentle, take my foot.
Well, that's what happened
like
to my
really
arm.
Like, really gentle.
That's how
yeah.
I knew it wanted me to have my arm in the den at the desk, yeah.
Yep,
and it's
like that.
You know that's what it was, because you're just sitting there, and you feel this little tink, and it's a little cold.
Yeah, no,
like,
this was
okay,
like,
what you want? What was it like, Lisa? What happened?
I felt the entire hand hold by my ankle, like gently.
No,
that was a William. That was William.
No, I don't want a motherfucker grabbing me and shit,
real?
Man. That's
no,
when
that
it
was
real.
So gentle. It was so gentle.
Pulling your hair.
He just did it to comfort
like,
you
just
a little
like,
bit
hello.
More.
Yeah. Like,
I can't
it's
pull
all
my
right.
hair now. Fuck him.
Yep.
I'm bone
it's
bald.
Like, it's like it was more like it's going to be all right type of.
I have had my hair touched
you know?
Though more than once. There's no doubt.
I would never know my hair.
Have y'all ever had the cobweb feeling go over your face and your hair get kind of pink?
Oh yeah.
Dance and
yeah, that's happened
dance.
In several different ways. Yes. You think and then you're wiping your. What the fuck? It was nothing. But yes,
and then you can dance. You can dance.
If you want to.
You can leave your friends behind.
We ought to rename this Gen Z.
Gen X. Yeah, we don't want Gen Z. They'll never show up.
Oh, that's right. I got my letters wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, we're X.
Gen X. I don't even know what I am anymore.
Oh,
yeah, we're Gen X's all the way.
Yeah, Gen X, paranormal. Z is a more cool letter, though. That's why I went there.
Yeah.
God, no.
Okay, we have reached our midpoint. I'm going to play Eerie Glue's Pipe Dream. Okay.
All righty then.
All right, because this is a good heavy little go.
Forgive me
song.
For the generational flip. Oh my God. That's all
right.
I'm old.
Gen X.
Got it.
Gen
what
X.
The fuck?
Africa.
Thank you.
kick-ass song, too.
That's a fucking kick-ass song.
I've heard it before a few times, but for some reason tonight, there were a couple times in there he sounded like John Lennon.
Oh, well, that, he definitely liked John Lennon
and
David Bowie. You
can
tell.
You can
you can definitely hear that his influences in his music. You know what I mean? Like,
he sounded a little bit in there like a younger John Lennon. And I don't know why, because
he liked the Beatles. I got there. You know what I mean? Like the Beatles and then John Lennon and
I noticed something about him.
He's versatile, let me tell you.
He does borrow from a lot of different really great sounds and artists. I think one of my favorites is the fact that he can take that music and turn it grunge and then turn it around into something more.
Like a contemporary.
Maybe the evolution of grunge with a little, I don't know, what's that, Weird Al Galaxy kind of twist to it?
So,
Galaxy
grunge?
When it comes to like the fuzz and the reverb
instead of grunge or punk, we could call it gunk.
That sounds like gross.
That's on the bottom of your shoe. That's on your shoe. That's not on you.
Okay.
On your radio.
How is that any worse than grunge? Because grunge is what you clean off your garbage.
Never mind. But anyway, why don't we not have a label on it? That'll help.
Yeah, definitely.
Put a label on it. Labels fucking suck.
I'm tired of labels. Everybody needs to quit labeling everything. They're straighten the hell up.
No labels and no isms. That's it.
Right.
Okay.
No shit.
So Bunny plays Versace music. I don't know.
No, it's funicular. That's what it is, funicular.
No labels needed for that.
Oh, that's right. You said no labels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No
label. I like Black Label, Jack Daniels. It's pretty good.
No, shot.
Oh, shit. Green Label. Green Label.
Jack Daniels' Green Label
was just weak, like
the
Southern
only,
Comfort.
The only whiskey
Comfort turned up in a watermelon.
No, I won't touch whiskey, won't touch scotch, which won't, and the guy broke my motherfucking nose when I was drinking that
shit.
I am never going to touch that again when I was like 19. All right, but I will drink Fireball.
Oh, I've got to tell you a story.
Dawn wants to know why it doesn't hit me.
Can I share a story real quick? It's not long.
Mm-hmm.
Back years ago, before me and Danielle got together and I was a party and full, me and my friend went out. We went to a bar on the Nolichucky River there and down in Nolichucky? Oh, way up in the mountains. Very beautiful area still. Bumpus Cove. Actually, there's a book by Edwin Price. It's about the paranormal stories of Bumpus Cove. Check it out. Anyway, we was at the bar in Bumpus Cove. This is 1991, toward the end of 91. And what we did, we got drunk. We were out there partying and everything. So I get out and I got a Mustang, right? I got this awesome Mustang GT. Mustang GT. So it's got the T-tops in it. It's one of the few Mustangs that had T-tops, and my best friend Dwayne White, shout out to him, we lost him in 2015, but I get out there and he's like, he's like 6'4", right?
Oh shit.
So I'm in the parking lot and I'm just blistering donuts in the parking lot. Dude goes flying out of my car, rolling on the gravels in the
way. Oh my god.
Damn.
And I run over there, and I'm like, oh, shit, man, you all right? And he said, I'm okay, motherfucker. Give me another hit. Give me some more of that fucking Jack Daniels Black Label.
Oh, my God, that's fucking funny.
So, we went out to drink the rest of the night, man, but it was so funny. He went flying out of that damn Mustang.
You know, that is Generation X right there. Because when I had my Camaro, right, and it had the air shocks and everything like that, I had restored stuff, and when it would snow, instead of going sleigh riding with the children, there was a parking lot down the street in the school parking lot. And I used to go and fucking slide the kids around in my Camaro on the fucking snow.
We did that.
Yeah, I mean, but of course you couldn't do that now because, you know, the kids have to be locked up. We weren't locked up when we were flying all over the fucking car.
No, we did it a little bit differently. We'd go to empty parking lots and hang on to the bumper outside the vehicle.
That's a little fucking sick. That's a little dumb. No, okay, well, I'm just going to let you know that. Because if you're doing that, then all it's got to do is skid back and you're run over. Fuck no.
Well, how many of us rode in the back of a pickup truck? I mean, I rode
in the bed of a pickup truck without having any kind of thing to hold you down. I did that too.
In 78, I'm in the back of my brother's F-100, 1969 F-100.
Oh, shit.
And we're going down the interstate near Rosenberg, south of Houston, and we're on 59 south headed back to El Campo. This is 1977 or 78. I can't really remember exactly what
those
year
are the
was.
Years I used to cruise in my sister's car with her.
But there was a tornado tearing up a field not more than a half a mile from in the back of the and I'm in the back of the truck banging on the window, "Let me pull over, let me in."
Oh my god.
And they're up there drunk laughing their fucking ass off.
Oh my god.
We're going down US 59, everybody's laughing their ass off, and I'm like, "There's a tornado." They're like, "Yeah."
Oh my god! No, fuck no! No,
and I'm in
the
back of the pickup.
Yeah, I was.
Out. Oh no, no!
I was on the more idiotic, dangerous side of Gen X, doing stupid shit like I just did.
Yeah, that's crazy. Shit.
Bumper sketching.
Yeah.
Let's see. Even when it was dry out, you know, I'd lay on somebody's hood and let them drive down the fucking road with me on the damn thing.
Okay. As long as they're going slow, with that's different.
Oh, no. Not my friends. They didn't drive slow.
Oh, see, that's psycho then. No.
That's like, you know, that's like 50 mile an hour for three blocks.
Everything
no,
was a dare, wasn't it, David and Lisa?
Shit. No.
You were chicken shit if you didn't do it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Nobody in our crowd did that. No.
Maybe that's just a Midwestern thing. I don't know. We did stupid
shit.
We were packing like sardines. My sister had a '68 Camaro, right? We would pack in her car when we were kids, like 13 years old, 14, whatever. We 11 even it started when we were young. We'd pack in her car like sardines, and then we'd go to the cemetery and look for ghosts.
All the
way back then.
Lisa's ghost down to the beginning, man. She's a
oh my
cut to bone, ghost to the
bone. We went to St. Peter's Cemetery in Perth Amboy, and that motherfucking cemetery, that is haunted.
I never got to go there. I went to St. Mary's, but I ain't never been to that one.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the stupid shit on TikTok, these stupid new, younger, current generation fuckers trying to drink, like, Everclear? And
discovered Boone's Farm. They discovered Boone's Farm and fucking Ripple. They didn't discover
Mad Dog
and all that shit.
Yeah, they got one too, David, where the Irish try American things and it's hilarious.
Oh my god.
Oh,
in Ireland try our stuff and it's just fucking hilarious watching.
Well, the last
one
I saw about this current generation shit, they were drinking they were drinking 151 rum.
Yeah, Bacardi. Good old Bacardi, man.
Bacardi 151. Holy crap. I used to
I made
cherry bombs every fucking time with that shit.
Yeah, look at you.
You ever had cherry bombs?
No, but I had jungle juice.
Oh god, yeah. Cherry bomb.
We had Ripple.
No, but
Ripple,
it sounds like it'd be
Boone's
really
Farm.
Good. I don't never had it, but it sounds really tasty.
Cherry
Ripple,
bombs
Boone's
are simple.
Farm. Okay.
Boone's Farm. And what the fuck kind of beer did we drink? I can't
Boone's
remember.
Farm?
Miller.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, a Miller
Farm.
Beer. But Boone's Farm at
Molson.
They still have
strawberry.
Molson David.
Then we
Molson
hugged
Ike.
The toilet. Me and Annie. Yeah. Me and Annie just be hugging the toilet all night.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
Annie, are you okay? You've been hit by, you've been struck by
the
smooth ripple.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was
smooth ripple.
Smooth ripple.
shit.
Oh, shit.
I'll never forget the time that me and – I forget what happened. I don't know what the fuck this – we were smoking weed, and for some reason we got paranoid, me and Annie.
Was there ever a reason?
We ran around the block. I have no idea why.
Oh,
we
shit.
Ran all the way around the block, and it came back and flattened our bodies on my front lawn like crazy.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
it was just, it was, we
I even,
had a lot of fun, though. We did. We
I remember when I
just
lived in
heart,
Pennsylvania.
Definitely Generation X, man. No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
I actually got the woman who owned the bar right across from where I lived in Pennsylvania to start serving cherry bombs because they'd never heard
okay.
of them.
Well, tell
right.
me what a cherry bomb is because I've heard them and I never
it's,
had them.
You just
I'm
you just
thinking,
buy.
I'm thinking the song "Runaway" thing, you know, Cherry Bomb.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
oh God, no. What you do is you just get
yep.
a jar of maraschino cherries.
Okay.
And if you don't want to drain the juice, you put it into a larger jar, and then just
okay.
fill the jar up with 151 rum and let it sit.
Yeah. Okay. Now I think
that's
I've
it.
Seen, actually, I've never had it, but I know someone's trying to make it.
So it's,
but I'll
it's
tell
maraschino
you what, the,
cherries, right?
Hey, I tell you what's really good. Oh. You take spice rum and turn it up in a watermelon, and let it sit for about 7 hours.
Well, that would work because it would. Yeah, the sweetness would work.
And then eat the watermelon
yeah.
and have a great old time, man.
I think. We
yeah. With the.
With watermelon.
What a cherry bomb would taste like in a watermelon? That'd be interesting. Bacardi and cherries. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I do like Sky Vodka with the little Mountain Dew. It's pretty good too. It's
yeah,
like a
no, I would have my Kahlua and milk. I would have my white rice.
Oh, Kahlua, the greatest!
Milk.
Oh God,
and
I love Kahlua and banana.
A little
splash
of the vodka in
so
it,
good.
And that's it. If I go out, that's
ferment
what I have.
Ferment a banana.
It tastes like chocolate milk. And that's fine with me, so I'm good with that. You know what I mean? As long as it tastes
chocolate,
like
chocolate,
I mean,
pina coladas.
It's got yeah, it's
really
got to be.
Good.
And there's one other thing, but I don't know what it's called, but Dawn knows because she got it for me because she thought I'd like it, and it was good, and I just don't remember what it was. I have no idea.
Well, have you ever smelled alcohol? Like, when you've been at a location, you kind of get a hint of, like, whiskey sometimes, you know? Like,
oh, no, I can't smell that.
Like,
a little
strong. I have.
No. Actually, that's
man,
something I've never smelled.
I have smelled alcohol at a couple of locations. That could also have been the weather, you know.
Stale
no,
beer, maybe, yeah, but.
Mm. That could have been someone spilt fucking whiskey and you walked in on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but they had the
right.
bootlegging going on.
But it was kind of like I told
you,
you know, it the woof, and then it's gone, yeah. you know, and then
know.
That smell's mm-hmm. gone with it kind of, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if I you walk in and it immediately smells like a bar from the 1980s in the middle of, you know, first thing in the
oh,
morning
God,
where
no.
you get cigarette smoke
and
stale
beer. I remember that smell. I remember that
yeah.
smell.
Yeah, if that's what the location smells like when you first walk in, you have to throw out any other odoriferous information
oh,
that
God.
You get.
I
shout
have,
out
I
to
have,
Bobby Mackey. By the
yeah,
way, they're
yeah,
destroying.
Right.
They're going to tear it down.
Oh,
are they? No
yeah,
way.
They're going to demolish Bobby Mackey's. It's on the queue. And I think
oh,
he's going to build something. But you know what they say
yeah.
about the location. Whatever you
I
build
know.
There, everything you know, it may actually intensify the activity where you toured.
Yep, I agree. Hey, what happened? Are
huh?
you there still? Okay. All right. No, God,
yeah.
quiet. You heard that?
Oh,
yeah, it sounded like you were getting cut, you know, I mean, you were getting chopped to shreds there for a minute.
Oh, I didn't
William.
Hear that. No.
William,
William Howe.
He wants to talk about
William.
Good Irish whiskey.
You're right.
Good
William
Irish whiskey.
Howe. Well, you know, his grandmother was from Ireland. Well,
oh,
yeah,
that's
Mrs.
why
Smith.
I said that.
Yep.
Yes.
There was, there, okay, if there are any, what is this current generation? Gen Z, whatever the fuck they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I said it. I
so
said
this
it.
Is the generation
okay.
that never
my
shows
generation,
up for anything.
Motherfucker.
If they still sell it.
They quit
it,
their job when they don't when they don't really quit. They just don't go back. They just
right.
don't do. Yeah, this generation's fucked.
No, really. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look
down.
this
yep.
particular brand of whiskey up because I don't remember what it was called. But one side of it was a cream whiskey. And the other side was, it looked like fucking, I don't know, this thick black-ass bullshit. And you
yeah.
took the caps off and you'd pour it together at the same time, and that
nice.
Was your shot.
Like JB Weld liquid. That's neat.
I, for some reason, my brain wants to say it was Sheridan's, but I could
that
be wrong.
That sounds very familiar to me.
I have
I
no clue
why.
On that. Alcohol,
Sheridan's
I
is
don't.
From Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah. I
yeah,
know,
I mean
I don't
this
know
this
about
stuff.
Alcohol.
Yeah, this stuff was vile as hell. I mean,
but you know, a lot of spirit. Have you ever encountered the energy from a spirit that, you know, like, you know, when you could tell that when you're talking to them and they're alluding to different things about the environment, like, you know,
yeah.
you go to a location, you can feel it, like it's in the vibe of the place that, well, this was abusive, this is alcoholic. Have you
right.
ever picked up on that feeling? Because growing up, I went through that. You know, alcohol.
Well, oh yeah.
People around
yeah.
me were alcoholics, and
yeah,
they were
I didn't.
That
I didn't
energy,
that. Yeah.
that did,
yeah.
and ad
yeah,
nauseum.
Only,
and
like
that,
people.
That's why I ran
yeah,
away, man. That's why I got
mm-hmm.
the hell out of Dodge. I couldn't deal with it anymore. But
yeah, no.
that energy, sometimes when you're at a location, you can feel like if there's something negative there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm asking y'all.
Yes,
have you
can.
Ever? Have you ever
you know.
Felt that kind of energy, like it? In your mind's eye, you can kind of see that's that alcoholic kind of drug addict kind of dark.
Walter is a roadblock. Walter is
yeah.
a roadblock, and William
okay.
for that.
I have to actually go on a darker direction than
that,
too.
But I don't know if what it is, but I'm just saying
no,
that's
well,
what I
like
quantify
people
it as based
it.
On my
yeah.
feelings, I guess.
People
I don't know.
It's not just you.
People will feel that way too, like, you know what I mean, like a person.
Well, it could be psychological because of my growing
up,
you know,
no,
growing up.
But you could tell when something's negative. I just, if I go in somewhere, it doesn't come near me. I'm serious. I lived in a haunted house with the Amityville fucking boy, remember? And
right.
It just didn't. It can't. You know what?
But for me, living through some of that myself, you know, as the behavior would. You know, when I was a younger kid, it affected me like that. And then being that way to an extent when I was growing up as, you know, a teenager and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes, I do actually.
Changing all of my behavior so that I know I'm much better. I can,
right.
I can sense when it's been done to a person in a spot or, you know, if it was the person doing it.
I think.
You know, I mean, if you walk in and you can see yourself doing it, then you know that the individual there was a very nasty, violent person.
What do you mean? What? What
really
are you talking about? Wait a
okay,
minute.
Okay, go ahead.
You go in a building and you envision doing what the bad person did.
When you can see what that person was doing, as if you're looking through their eyes. For me,
yeah,
I think it's because
good.
Of. I think for me, sometimes I don't feel like that all the time, and I don't see that all the time. But on occasion, if that energy was anything that I ever had for myself
yeah.
during my life at
okay.
any time,
yeah.
you can feel it more. You can see it's like, oh, shit. It's like,
this is
a bad situation, and I've got to go away.
Yeah,
is it more that it's tapping
life.
Into the psychological, or is it purely psychological?
I think it's a mixture. I don't think everything's like psychological. You know what I'm saying? Like
things like when I mean it's the same, it's not always the same feeling. That's why I'm kind of leaning that it's tapping into things about you.
Right.
Right.
Or
it's trying to reach you,
yeah.
and
the negativity
aspect of it that I was talking about. Is that when you, let me kind of rewind, because I kind of just went all over the board with it. You go into a location you've never been, let me establish that. You get in there, everything's
yep.
going great, and there's this one little negative feeling that starts surrounding you in one particular
mm-hmm.
area, and then you can feel like it's following you. And I
right.
noticed in a lot of cases, those kind of energies tend to be the
yeah.
ones that's telling everybody else what the fuck to do in the house.
Right.
Yeah, you're
the,
right.
Or the
yeah.
building, you know, like they're bossing
yep.
every other spirit around. And
but
Steve Shippey encounters those. Shout out to Steve Shippey, great
right.
friend.
Okay.
But on the other side of it, maybe what I would have experienced in those instances might not have been the person, the spirit of the person that was doing it, but the spirit of somebody who had it done, and they were making me see what this person did.
Oh, no, yeah, I understood what you meant. I don't ever see it. I like a microcosm of that. Maybe a fleeting a glimpse, but never, like, I would never feel like I'm, like, being controlled like a HUD. Like I'm being moved around and seeing everything.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, no. I've never, gone through anybody else's emotions. I've never fully experienced any spiritual emotion from it. But,
I
can see.
I'm laying on the side
of
a road trying to reach for the side of the road. I don't know if y'all remember me telling you that.
Yeah,
right.
I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wooden globe home, and the next thing I know, I start dreaming that I was laying next to a road trying to reach out for someone. And there was a road. I could see a road, and I threw that thing. I took that sumbitch and burned it.
When I was a kid,
that scared the hell out of me.
You guys just reminded me. When I was a kid, I don't know how old I was. I might have been like 5, maybe 6. I remember waking up one day. Do you ever see the happy, sad masks that they have on the wall?
Comedy.
Comedy
and tragedy.
Yeah.
Tragedy,
they were in front of my face.
Really?
I woke up and I remember going.
They're creepy
and I,
anyway.
And I slowly, because with me, I slowly put the blankets back up over my head and laid back down and closed my eyes for like 20 seconds and then it was gone.
Okay.
I will never forget that.
That's weird.
But they have bodies.
Those things look weird.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Fucking hell no.
Oh yeah,
oh,
but they were looking at me.
They got slit eyes, and they got the little smirk and the little smile.
And the frown on one, and the smile on the other.
Yeah, that'd be a scary fucking Halloween mess, just to jump out at somebody with the one that has the smile.
Yeah, but I didn't get scared. I just breathed in and held my breath. But I never forgot that. You just reminded me of that incident.
We all have things we can't remember everything. We just walk around like antennas sometimes. I have to keep my mind closed. Do y'all keep your mind closed? Do your thing.
My mind goes on so many different subjects with ADHD. It really doesn't matter. I'll go from point A to point Z and then back to B.
Well, I'll
just
put it to
there.
You this way. I've learned how to put up my boundaries and establish them, especially in my home.
I never do.
I have Walter and William. No,
boy, then you're a conflicted David. That's what they call you in the paranormal.
Yep.
They call you David's conflicted.
Why would I be conflicted?
Because you open up yourself to every single one of them.
You open yourself up.
Well, maybe I'm using the wrong word, but not being mean. I'm just saying that people that are open,
channel.
They're like an open door. They get tagged all the time, and maybe you're handling it well. It's still confliction because it's all coming in on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all at one time.
But you may not be bothered by it. But I'm telling you, man.
I really am.
You got a hell of a fucking mindset to deal with all that shit if you're able to channel all that shit, man. Cause that can drive you a little batty,
well,
man. Really
when things kind of get too negative, I just kind of, close my eyes and I shut things out for a while and then I play a video game.
Like Lita Ford. Lita Ford. Yeah. If I close my eyes forever.
I just have, I have these guys. I mean, I've had my spirit guide since I don't remember being without him. So even when I was little,
Right.
Right.
Everything just.
Well, that's it.
Oh, shit.
It doesn't
90 seconds. We're almost done.
Yeah, can you fucking believe it?
It went by so damn quick. I didn't realize traffic has really been bad tonight.
Oh, it's horrifying everywhere.
Everybody's on the weather, too. Oh, yeah. I got a vacation coming up. Me and Danielle are going to see Tim McGraw this Friday.
Oh, cool.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, you're going to love it.
I told her years and years ago, I said that one of these days when I'll get you tickets, we're going to go see him, and that was like 25 years ago.
Make a video.
But we're about to end the show. Hey, everybody, we love y'all. Thanks again for hanging out with us and talking about alcohol and goats. Shout out to Lita Ford
and stupid Gen X tricks.
Gen Z. Hey, why isn't there a Gen Y?
I don't know. No, I don't think there is. I don't think there is. I think it went Gen X to Gen Z.
Oh,
No,
well, why shouldn't
there
be?
No.
Good night, everybody.
You missed it. There's millennials. My daughter is millennial.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Gen Z. I don't know where Y went. There was no reason to have a Y.
Good luck, everybody.
All right.
Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody. Have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
Right.
Thanks
for
stopping in. Tune in next week to Scanning the Frequencies.
Yeah, on blogtalkradio.com/radio.
Bye.
That's right.
Damn straight.
All right, we done. All right, there we go. And episode.